This is Dr. Nathan Mueller, your local agronomist with Nebraska Extension for Dodge and Washington counties. Last time, our tune-in for top tips was to diversify soybean relative maturities and diminish risk. This week's tune-in for top tips is to know when, where, and why to inoculate soybeans. The process of fixing nitrogen in the soil air to ammonia occurs through the symbiotic relationship between soybeans and the Brady rhizobium bacteria within the nodules of soybean roots. This process provides soybean plants with up to 75% of the nitrogen they need. The remaining amount is taken up still from the soil. Your soybean field likely fits into one of three situations. First, your field has no previous history of soybeans, but rather few fields like this still exist. Second, it has been more than 5 years since soybeans were grown, or soybeans have been grown in rotation every 2 to 3 years, but an environmental factor has negatively impacted the survival of the bacteria. Third, soybeans have been grown in the rotation every 2 to 3 years and environmental conditions have been good. In the case of situation number two, several environmental factors can cause poor nodulation, decreased nitrogen fixation, and reduce the survival of these bacteria, including non-optimal soil pH, an extended flood or drought. In these situations, yield increases of 1 to 10 bushels per acre could be expected by using inoculants. The probability of a yield response in fields with a recent history of soybeans and good conditions for bacteria is extremely low. An 8-year study from 2000 to 2008 tested 51 inoculant products in 73 experiments in Wisconsin, Iowa, Indiana, Minnesota, and Nebraska, and the average yield response was 0 bushels per acre. If you have managed soil pH well, planted soybeans recently, and have medium to heavy textured soil, and you have not experienced any extended drought or floods, direct your money away from inoculating soybeans and move it to other management options that have an improved chance of return. Therefore, tune in for top tips this week as to know when, where, and why to inoculate soybeans. To listen to this radio message again and to get more information, visit our local website at croptechcafe.org or give me a call at 727-2775. Know your crop, know your tech, know your bottom line. This is Dr. Nathan Mueller, your local agronomist for Nebraska Extension on KTIC Radio.